This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, January 14th. God's word for you today is COT2. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 42, verse 1 to 2. And it says, "As the deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, the living God. When can I go and stand before him?" One thing heaven can never ignore is a hungry soul. Remember the woman with the issue of blood? She was hungry for her healing. The other people wanted an appointment with Jesus or wanted Jesus to go to their house. That was their business. After all, they have enough clout to make it happen. But for me, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. Her hunger drove her to press through the crowd. It was hunger that kept her going until she touched Jesus' garment. David knows that God cannot ignore a broken reed or overlook a contrite heart. When you are hungry, heaven cannot ignore you. It is as if it draws heaven into your situation. Jesus stopped and said, "Somebody touched him." Peter said, "How can you say somebody touched you? We have all been rubbing shoulders with you all day." The truth is, what did Peter want? Peter probably wanted to be seen as Jesus' boy, the one you have to see before you see Jesus. The woman, on the other hand, wanted healing with everything within her. Nothing else and no one else mattered. Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, same thing. He heard that Jesus Christ of Nazareth was passing by. Yes, he was blind, but he was not deaf, and he was not dumb. He was blind, but he used his ears. He used his mouth to confirm what his ears had heard. Is it the same Jesus that heals the sick and raises the dead? That was all Bartimaeus needed. So he started shouting at the top of his lungs, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." Keep quiet. He does not talk to people like you. He talks to people that have an appointment, they said. But Bartimaeus, the scripture says, ignored them and shouted even louder. And Jesus stopped. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that God will see your hunger and stop. Jesus actually stopped and asked him what he wanted. Bartimaeus said, "I want to see," and Jesus healed him. How badly do you want God's intervention? Isaiah 55 verse 1 to 3 says, "Is anyone thirsty? Come and drink. Even if you have no money, come, take your choice of wine or milk. It's all free. Why spend your money on food that does not give you strength? Why pay for food that does you no good? Listen to me, and you will eat what is good. You will enjoy the finest food. Come to me with your ears wide open. Listen, and you will find life. I will make an everlasting covenant with you. I will give you all the unfailing love I promised to David. The currency for trade in heaven is not money. It is hunger. Come hungry. That is what the word of God says. You can buy things from heaven without money. What about sowing seeds and getting results? I have sown seeds and gotten results. Explain that. Behind every one of such seeds is hunger. In fact, it is the hunger that drives the seed. Let us pray. Father, as I hunger for you in this season, may you step into my situation and satisfy me early with your goodness in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. we invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.